Hello, and welcome to Don't Worry, Be Happy Show, the show that strives to give you a little mental break from life's negativity, stinking thinking, and just downright uncomfortable bad news. Today's show theme is going to be music, and we have some really awesome guests who actually showed up into the studio. And these are the wind instrument concert series performers, and their name is WindSync. And there are three members here. There might be a fourth, we're not really sure. But we're going to start the show like we usually do, and then we're going to just throw it to these young people. Sit up straight, shoulders back, wiggle the fingers, wiggle the toes, unclench your booty, shoulders away from your ears, and we're on the count of three, we're going to take a cleansing breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, okay? One, two, three. And I remember, life is way, way too short. Choose to be happy. And now I want you to have a big open heart for WindSync. And I want them to individually introduce each other. And then they're going to talk about the concert that's going on tonight at El Moro. Go ahead, girls, or guys, or people. Sorry.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Emily, and I am the oboist with WindSync. And it's a pleasure to be here in Gallup, New Mexico.
Hello, Emily.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Garrett Hudson. I am the flute player in WindSync.
Hello, everybody. My name is Julian Hernandez. I am the clarinetist with the group, and we're really excited to be here. This is our first stop of a large tour, so we're happy.
Yes, these young people are on a 30-city tour, and this is our very first stop here in Gallup, New Mexico. And they're from Arizona, correct?
Oh, no, we are from Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas, cowboy people.
Right.
But we'll be nice to them anyways. And do you mind if I ask your ages?
Ooh, girl.
I am 2 weeks shy of turning 33.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I thought you guys were like little babies. I'm thinking 19, 20.
Oh, no. We're close to retirement.
Hey, watch it.
Now, I am 28 currently.
I am the youngest member of the group. I am 27.
Oh, but still, you're youngsters to me, so, you know. So, we're going to talk about your concert tonight, but I like to, because I'm trying to inspire other people, your oboe.
Yes, that's right.
Why did you decide that, and when did you start playing?
Oh, yeah. So, the oboe is a very strange and rare instrument, I would say. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people play it. I actually started music when I was 4 years old on the violin. So I grew up playing that. And then in middle school, I basically went to a really small middle school, and they didn't have an orchestra program. Mm-hmm. They only had a band program. Mm-hmm. And the school was so small that they didn't have an oboe player. Mm-hmm. And I actually didn't know what an oboe was. And the band teacher just kind of had me try a few instruments, and I was very natural at the oboe. Mm-hmm. And he basically tricked me into playing it.
Yeah.
But actually, I played both instruments all throughout high school, and I ended up loving both of them. And so when I went to college, I decided to major in oboe performance. And it's a really great instrument. I would not trade it for another instrument.
Do you still keep your violin skills?
I do. Yeah, actually, I've been I play violin on the side a lot of the time. When I was in college, I actually played on a lot of my friends' recitals on violin, mm-hmm. when they needed like a string orchestra or something. And then also I teach violin privately still in the DC area. I'm from DC. The mm-hmm. group is in Houston, yeah. but I live in DC. And I teach both violin and oboe, mm-hmm. and I'll never stop playing violin. Mm. I actually had to play it on a WindSync concert not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounded better than the oboe, actually.
Ooh.
No, that the oboe had some issues, some water issues, so unfortunately that happened. But no, I do still play violin.
Oh, good. Yes. And you, sir?
I started playing the flute in my middle school band program, and I actually think that is kind of the timeline for a lot of kids. Their first opportunity to actually get an instrument in their hands is around middle school with school programs like that. They're extremely important, obviously. So the other four members of the group actually started a little bit later than Emily, around the seventh grade, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I will say that I actually didn't want the flute to be my primary instrument. I was aiming for the clarinet. There were too many people signed up on that one, so I had to go down the list. I'm very happy with the way things turned out. It's been about 20 years that I've been playing my instrument now.
Wow. My son, who plays the piano, just started the band. And I tried to get him to do the flute because I'm thinking of carrying in the noise.
Oh, yeah.
And he came home with a baritone.
No.
So,
it's a rough road ahead.
I know. And I even tried to go to clarinet, but that's another thing that's very popular.
Yeah.
So I was like, what about piccolo or something? And nope. So he did and the cat doesn't like the baritone either. So, and now you, sir.
Yes. Hello. This is Julian, the clarinetist. My trajectory with the clarinet is a little bit different. My grandfather was actually a jazz clarinet soloist in Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
And he kind of handed off the clarinet to my mom, who studied clarinet all the way through college at the University of Puerto Rico. And when it came time for me to choose an elective in middle school, it's like, what about band? And my mom didn't really mention that she was a clarinetist, nor that her father was. We had the little instrument petting zoo that all of the middle schools have to see which ones you like the most and which ones you kind of are drawn to or which ones you sound the best on. And I just happened to sound the best on the clarinet. So I guess it was kind of destiny for me to be a clarinetist.
So she never played around you?
No.
Really? You had to hear somebody in the family hear or talk or...
I mean,
maybe
bongos and congas at Christmas, but that was about it.
Are you any good with those?
His rhythm is better than all of ours.
He is our star drummer.
Oh,
when
really?
We use a drum.
The star drummer.
That's yeah. Right. So he has to be in the blood. My poor son, a little black boy, has like no.
Oh, no.
I've tried really, really hard. So, you know, we're hoping.
It'll click.
12 years old, it hasn't clicked yet. Aww. He tries, though. He's even growing his afro out, trying to think
yes.
that would help.
No.
So let's talk about the concert series.
Sure.
I have a little paper that Rachel has sent. Given to me. The next Scout Community Concert Series happens tonight, excuse me, at 7 p.m. Thursday, February 8th at Gallup's El Moro Theater with WindSync, a Houston-based wind quartet. The quintet has explored new works by American composers, standard repertoire, and more. For more information, you may call Tony Neff at 505-862-3939 or visit details about the group. You may visit windsync.org. Now, I made a mistake on my Facebook page, so please do not crucify me. It's windsync.org. And I was typing really quick. I have fat fingers, so give me a break. So, what are the songs you'll be playing? And I have a sample of your music I'll be playing later on.
Great. Mm-hmm.
We have a pretty wide variety of styles and techniques that we're going to use tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're starting with some familiar tunes that most people recognize. Simple Gifts, popular shaker tune that most everyone will recognize. What else are we playing?
We'll be doing Gershwin's Summertime, Ravel's Bolero, which is a really quite recognizable tune.
Well, you know, Kim K did a favor for you guys. She brought back Bo Derek and the Braids.
Yeah.
So people... research that. She made you relevant with her being kind of relevant. Anyway, when you guys are deciding your selection of music, do you have handlers you decide, or do you decide as a group what to play and what?
It's a very collaborative process amongst the five musicians. Some of us come up with really interesting ideas. Actually, on tonight's program, a portion of the concert is actually dedicated to pieces of music that were featured on the Voyager Golden Record, the NASA spacecraft that was launched 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So we've actually arranged a handful of pieces from that we'll be presenting today through our five instruments. So that's an example of one of the creative kind of processes we might go through to come up with our programming ideas.
Okay.
And that leads to another point, is that aside from doing pieces that have been written for this instrumentation, we actually have the initiative to help expand that repertoire. And Emily next to me here and our bassoonist Kara actually do a lot of arranging for the group. So they'll draw upon orchestral literature, string quartets, just popular music, and rewrite those essentially as covers mm-hmm. For our quintet. So that's quite a special thing that we do.
So you use her that way, and then she's multi-talented with instruments. I mean, she like driving you guys around, organizing, herding you guys around too.
Don't make her think she needs a pay raise, because you can't do that.
No. Actually, Garrett, speaking of driving, Garrett is our driver on this in every tour. So you will find him behind the minivan mm-hmm. wheel.
Yeah.
I'm the Papa Bear.
Yes, he is.
But we know Mama Bear keeps things going, so, you know. So we have Miss Toni Neff here, and that's for you. It's just a ticket, so thank you for coming to the show, and good
thank
luck.
Thank you so much.
You can keep it, or you can give it away. Or whatever. So introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing and what your association with the group is.
My name is Toni Neff, and I'm the executive director for the Gallup Community Concert Association, and we've been in existence since 1944, mm-hmm. so quite oh some gosh. Time now. So we're in our 74th series, mm-hmm. and wow. we're thrilled that WinSync is here to do their opening program of their tour right here in Gallup.
Mm-hmm. And there was a Tai Chi class, and I was mentioning to people that I was doing the interview today, and so a lot of people were asking, do you have to buy a subscription ahead of time, or can you go to the door and pay to the door?
We still have them available, so you can certainly come to the door starting at 6:15 at the El Moro Theater tonight. The program begins at 7, so be sure to get there in plenty of time. Membership subscriptions are $45 for adults, $20 for students, $100 for families. They get five punches per membership ticket. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got three concerts left after this. So you can certainly feel free to bring guests with you. So, and if you think that you only want to come to this program to see this marvelous quintet, bring five people total and get that ticket punched for the whole series tonight. That will work too.
Now, how do people buy? Do they just go to El Moro and buy it, or are there sponsors or representatives that you can go to or approach to buy tickets or subscriptions or memberships?
There will be a membership table set up just as you enter the El Moro Theater tonight. And so our series is we're a nonprofit organization, and so we're supported, of course, through memberships, and also we have patrons and sponsors that help to bring the performers from all over the world every year.
Okay, so I'm getting the evil eye from my manager. She wants me to start playing some music, and so I forgot to mention to you that at the end of my interviews on this show, I always ask people what's the one thing they could think of when they close their eyes and when they're having a bad day, that always brings a smile to their face. So we're going to hand it over to you. What's the one thing, if you're having a really, really bad day, and you close your eyes and think about that, and always brings a smile to your face?
I would have to say music. The power of music just brings happiness.
Do you have a genre that you seem to favor?
I don't. As a music therapist, I've got pretty a holistic genre that I use depending on the mood.
Okay. Emily?
Oh my goodness. If I'm having a really bad day and I close my eyes, I think of many things. I don't know. Music is definitely one of them mm-hmm. as a musician myself. Another one would be my cats.
Oh, you say hello to them. They hear you.
Hi, Zinnia and Perch. I miss you. And also, recently, I'm recently engaged and going to get married this year.
Yay.
So
Mazel tov.
So that's another thing. But
she stole mine. I was going to say my puppy and my kitty.
Oh, well, you got both. Come on.
What's hi, Reese. Hi, Milton. They're actually both girls. But when we went to neuter Milton, he actually ended up being a she.
Well, you know, he can always change his mind later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's America. And you?
Well, for me, I guess if I'm having a tough time or a tough day, I'd like to close my eyes and really think about why I started playing music in the first place. And to quote one of my favorite movies, how does that go? Life moves at you pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Ooh. Does it make you feel good that you're doing one activity that doesn't hurt anybody? You're doing something peaceful and nice and good Does that help you, or is it? Do you really feel the impact that when you play tonight, you're going to inspire emotions and happiness?
Absolutely.
Especially like, someone might having a bad day and they go to your concert, and you'll make them, like I do this show so I could distract someone just for a little while, and you're doing something good like that.
I guess
and you're going to do it 30 more times.
Yeah, I know. I guess one thing that we all share, we feel so lucky to be able to do music as our careers, because we know a lot of it's very difficult, and not a lot of people can do what they love mm-hmm. as their main job. So we definitely count ourselves as very lucky to be able to come and perform for, you know, audiences across the country. And we do love seeing the reactions of the audience and like connecting with them as we play. So.
And those little minds are absorbing you, and you're representing them. You might be inspiring your replacements.
Exactly. And if I can plug our social media here,
yes, please
follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at WinSync, facebook.com/WinSync, instagram.com/WinSync, all the platforms you can think of, we're on them. Snapchat even.
WINDSYNC.
All right, thank you. And now we're going to play a little music from them. I started off with Summertime, but now this is the Overture to Canada.
Candy.
I'm old. We're going to cut this a little bit short because some of the members here have to leave. So we're going to ask Miss Neff to repeat the information. And she's a music therapist, and I've seen her shop. I even tried to get my son involved in that. And she's going to repeat the information if you would like to be part of the concert series, or you want more information, or maybe you would like to be part of the group and help promote the concert series.
That would be great. We are listening to, we're looking for board members, so feel free to contact me at GCCA, I'm sorry, that's GallupCCA@gmail.com. GallupCCA@gmail.com or 505-862-3939 and get more information about the Gallup Community Concert Association, our series, and what's coming up next, and maybe even help plan for our 75th anniversary next year. We'd love to have you.
75 years, that is awesome. Again, it's 505-862-3939. And we were chatting a little while the music was going. These young people met each other in college, and they've been together for 9 years. I made a joke that that's longer than some marriages. So, and they have other members in the audition, and they have YouTube videos of their performances. So tell us a little bit about that and what people need to type in to find out these. And are there any ice bucket challenges in there too, or just playing music?
Well, okay, so we do have a YouTube channel, and if you just go onto YouTube and type in WindSync, WindSync, you can see quite a few of our videos, and you'll see that some of the members have changed throughout the 9 years we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, Julian mentioned earlier our social media and our website, windsync.org.
Mm-hmm. This is also a really great time to be following us because we're going to be essentially documenting and airing out all of our dirty laundry along the road while
Ooh,
we visit
yummy.
These 30 cities. So especially with things like Snapchat and all that, we'll be posting quite regularly. It'll be a lot of fun. So please do follow.
And the fact that you'll be inspiring other young people who are in college to what your lives will be on the road going from city to city. Some kids who might want to get into your craft, they think it's just all easy. You know, you have like people and assistants and so, you know, the ins and outs and so forth. This is going to be rough. I mean, you've done this before and it's not all glamour, or is it?
It's not, no, it's not all glamour, but I mean, it is worth it in the end, for sure.
Do you get cucumber water when you snap your fingers? And you have a writer?
Not all of us.
Have a writer, but we don't have cucumber water.
Only red M&Ms.
We're still very taken care of by our presenters that we're visiting with, so it's nice. It's just a lot of being away from home and stuff, so it's those personal challenges. Some days are tougher than others, but we support each other. We're five very close friends and stuff, so it's a kind of great bonding experience.
Yeah, now take yesterday. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I mean, take yesterday, for example. We flew from D.C. to Houston and connected there from Houston to Albuquerque, so that already alone was 5 hours of travel, and then from Albuquerque to Gallup was another couple of hours, and then we got here, and then we rehearsed for another couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of that. Hurry up and go. Hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
And if you want a glimpse of that, follow us on all of our social media platforms.
Yeah, awesome. I think it would be really nice to see, you know, American kids, one Canadian, but American kids do something positive that you're not. Please don't eat any Tide Pods, okay? No Tide Pods, okay?
Oh, no. We were just talking about that.
No. Nothing. But what colleges were you all attending when you started?
I was at Rice University. That was for my master's degree.
Okay.
I did my undergraduate at Eastman School of Music and my master's at the University of Maryland.
Okay.
I did my undergrad at Baylor University in Waco, Texas, and my master's at the University of Michigan. When I joined the group, I was working on a doctoral degree at the Eastman School of Music, where Emily did her
undergrad. Wow. And so who decided to make the group, or were you guys coming in from another group? Were you replacing, or this is a brand new idea? Whose brainchild was this?
The group started 9 years ago, as we mentioned, at Rice University while I was a student there. So the group essentially formed as part of the chamber music program that was being offered at Rice University.
Mm-hmm.
And And we decided to kind of launch ourselves into the community and start doing a lot of community and education outreach programming in the Houston area, and eventually grew enough to where we found a management contract. And now we have a booking agent in New York who plans all of our touring and stuff. It's grown incredibly in the 9 years since it began.
And now you said that sometimes you have new people coming in and new people. How many people since you started, besides the three core people, have you transitioned in and out?
Every couple years, someone will choose to either go pursue another degree, change their career path entirely. I can't remember offhand how many people that is exactly, but we've had a handful over the course of the 9 years who have exited, and that's been a great opportunity to bring in new, fresh ideas and new creativity to the ensemble to help keep our initiatives fresh.
And I would like to add that actually Garrett is the one of the founding members of the group. Ani Hochhalter is our horn player. She came on in the second year. And she's not here right now, but you'll see her tonight at the concert. And then I actually joined this group. This is my third season with the group. And Julian and our other member, Kara Lamore, who is our bassoonist, they came on last year. So this is their second season. As the turnovers happen, it doesn't, you know. Not all of us have been in the group for a long time. And as Garrett said, like, we really love this opportunity to come and play with this group and share our ideas, and they can show us the ropes.
And the people you'll meet and so forth. And the circles are usually small. You run into the same people over and over again eventually. And since, as years go by, do you try to keep in contact with people in the past, in the future? And, you know, they bumped in, I mean, maybe there'll be collaborations later on. Or, you know, it's like you're just probably a transition. Like, you know, once they're here, they're somewhere else. You might see them once in a while, but you don't actually keep in contact with everybody.
We have a lot of collaborative initiatives through this ensemble where we will partner with other organizations, dance companies, vocal groups, other instrumentalists. So we create a lot of different types of programming by reaching out to this network that we meet along the way. Absolutely. And we do keep in touch with a lot of the presenters that have brought us into their communities along the way, and love any opportunity to return to visit those communities again if the opportunity ever arises.
Well, it sounds like a lot of networking and keeping track of things and so forth. And so good luck with that. And it's that's a lot of effort in there. It's just going on the road and playing. It's, you know, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
You're very intelligent people. I'm sure you're up for it. And you're young and old. And when you get this age, you realize I don't want to go anywhere. You just want to sit one spot and in this play or talk or something like that.
I'm with you. I'm already there.
No. Third. Oh, yeah. Do you think you'll be back next year? Do you think you guys will roll through again?
Keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll come and visit you again.
You will? If I'm still, wait a minute.
Knock on wood.
Or Formica, whatever that is. Yeah, please come back. We love anything that's positive, anything that's good. Please come on the show because we want to inspire and show people, especially our area here, that there's a lot of good here. We're not just people fist fighting and alcohol. You know, we have our 666. Have you been to our 666 on road yet?
No.
They changed. It was the Devil's Highway. Now it's 491, I think. But it's on. If you go to where Wally World is, that's Route 666, notorious one. Ooh. And of course, we have the 66 here too, and the old where 40 is taken over. And there's a lot of shops and so forth. And there's a lot of. It's interesting. There's a lot of famous people have rolled through or slept here or gotten drunk or arrested here. It's notorious. So. But we have a lot of good, and we welcome anyone. If you need something, there's always someone here that's willing to help.
Awesome.
We're going to play some more music. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you want to promote? Why don't you promote those sites again?
We have a Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Tumblr even. That's just @WinSync. So just type in facebook.com/WinSync or even on our YouTube channel. Just look up WinSync and all of our videos should pop up. Or our website, winsync.org. That's WINDSYNC.org.
And people can follow you day to day.
Yes.
So when will the tour be over?
Our very last concert will be on March 25th of this tour. But then our season continues into mid-June, actually. This is quite a busy season for us. We will... This is just the 30-city allied tour that we're doing on the concert series. And then we also have our other tours that we do.
When do you take a break or you don't?
What's that?
No, some of the summer months we have off. Usually we have summers off. Mm-hmm. And then we do take a break during the holidays.
And you teach, though, right?
Well, we all do teaching when we're at home between tours. Mm-hmm. But this season especially has been... very busy, so we haven't taught as much. We've been touring and performing.
Oh, I would love to get you. If I had money, I'd bring you guys back and I'd make you teach some of the kids. We have a lot of children who take lessons and stuff, but to have, like, you know, a touring violinist and oboist, I think it would stick. I mean, when kids see the same people over and over again, it's not a big deal. I mean, but someone different can, you know, spark that little energy again.
One thing that we do that Garrett mentioned early on is that we do a lot of education outreach while we're on tour, and we actually really like to pair our main stage concerts with going into a school and playing for students. And one of our most favorite age groups is like the young kids, like K-3. We do our rendition of Peter and the Wolf, where we actually dress up in costumes and act it out and run around.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And and the reaction we get from the kids is just so inspiring to us. And, like, they get excited about, we introduce our instruments. They get excited about classical music. It's really fun.
We teach them how to dance with West Side Story, an arrangement that we have.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We teach them some musical terms, like for loud and soft. And it's just a really great, we love pairing. Our main concerts with these education outreach concerts.
Musicals, yes, we should bring that back. That's awesome. Cabaret shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We should bring those back and take all this other stuff away. So anyway, I'm going to play some more music, and hopefully we've covered everything. But if there's not something you forgot, just let me know. So listen to some more songs here, and that's about it so far. We'll be back in a moment.
Yes, that's yours. The
And that is off their Common Thread, WinSync, Wind, W-I-N-D, Sync, S-Y-N-C, Common Thread album. And it's a really nice CD, and you can watch them tonight. Remember, if you would like to go to the concert tonight, it'll be at the El Moro. Please come around 6 or 6:15. They'll start selling tickets. And maybe you'll get to chat with them before or after, find out more information. And we want music and people like that to come back to Gallup. So let's really open our arms and our hearts to these people and give them a warm reception. This is the very first stop of their 30 cities tour, and I appreciate them coming to KGLP to talking with us. And these are vibrant, intelligent, very accomplished artists who are sharing their craft with us. And if you would like to, young people out there, if you would like to follow them and on their YouTube, they have their information out there. And let's finish the show with a little Gershwin. But before we start, I do have some announcements. Just want to remind you that support for KGLP is provided by Directory Plus, your local red phone book, now supporting internet marketing via website design, improved Google search rankings, and social media management, and more. For additional information, you may visit directoryplus.com, then click the Business Solutions button or call 970-259-6500. And we have a lot of things going over because this is the weekend before Valentine's Day. The Special Olympics Area 6 Valentine's Dance, Friday, February 16th, 2018, from 7 to 10 p.m. This will be at Wiley's Event Center. There is a little cost, but if you want to participate or help set up or just help out, they're always looking for volunteers, call Janie Lee Hall at 870-870-8700. And, it's a great organization, and it's wonderful to have a dance for them. So if you just have some free time and you want to put some chairs up and some tables and help out, I'm sure Janie Lee and the athletes would really appreciate it. We also like to announce another AA group. It's called the Java Group, Early Valentine's Gig, February 10th from 6:30 to 7:30, and then from 6:30 to 7:30, there's going to be a management meeting. And from 7:30 to 9 p.m., there will be dancing. And that's 501 South 3rd Street inside the Journey Church. And there's going to be desserts and socializing and dancing. And they suggest you bring a treat to share. And they have AA meetings at the Gallup Journey Church all the time. So give them a call to find out more information. Also, we have what's going on coming up. Mud, a short film about Ruby, a young Navajo mother who faces the remnants of alcohol, family, and culture on the last day of her life. Made by Shadeen Toom, starring Trini King, Forrest Goodluck, and Ernest Sosie, the latter known for James and Ernie, will be shown in a screening opening to the public at 7 p.m. Friday, that's tomorrow, February 9th at the El Moro Theater. There will be no admission fee for this movie. Well, that's great. It's going to be free, which was featured at this year's Sundance Film Festival. For more information, you may call 505-722-8982. That's 505-722-8982. Mud, a short film. Then we have a lecture on traditional Dene horse stories and songs by Jay Begay, Navajo Horse Whisperer, and that will be happening tomorrow also, Friday, February 9th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Navajo Nation Museum Auditorium. This is going to be open to the public. For more information, you may call 928-871-7941. Again, it's 928-871-7941. And the Gallup Young Professionals upcoming events, Friday, February 9th from 6 to 8, indoor tailgate fun. And this is Gallup Young Professionals. It meets new people, build a network, learn about events, more in the community with Gallup Young Professionals. What is Gallup Young Professionals? Someone between the ages of 21 to 39 or a new resident to Gallup looking to build relationships. So if you want more information about that, you can call Gallup McKinley County Chamber of Commerce. And that number is 277-2228 if you want to help meet and greet young professionals. This is Don't Worry, Be Happy Show, and today is music.